What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Trump administration is moving really fast and on many fronts, and sometimes I believe they may be moving too fast. They're not getting their messaging in line with one another. They're out over their skis sometimes, and one of the happenstances here recently relative to Ukraine, I think, is emblematic of that. And here to talk about Ukraine as well as Gaza, Arnie Filko, former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans, and he has a special tie to Ukraine as well. Arnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Thanks for having me. And I think that's a great introduction, is that the messaging is pretty inconsistent right now. And just within the last 48 hours, I've literally heard three different versions of U.S. foreign policy as it relates to Ukraine, which is problematic. So the way I look at it, and talking to my friends in Ukraine, and as you know, you met some of the people, I'm deeply involved with a great organization called Razom, which is probably the lead Ukrainian organization in the United States. I mean, I think it's wait and see. That's how we feel about it, because we really don't know what is going to happen, how the negotiations with Putin will go. But we're also concerned. You know, we feel that supporting Ukraine has been and continues to be the right position, and that these negotiations can't just be a capitulation of Ukraine. I mean, everybody wants peace. Everybody would like to get to a good deal, but it has to be a fair deal for everyone, especially Ukraine, so that 3 years from now, we're not sitting and having the same discussion when Russia crosses the border again and attacks.
Yeah, you know, I'm not an expert in all of this, but when I look at you know, the sacrifices that the Ukrainians have made, they didn't pick the war with Russia. Russia, many years ago, decided to pick the war with Ukraine by taking Crimea. I don't know why a settlement that is for anything less than their territorial boundaries, when this whole thing started under the Obama administration when they took Crimea, is asking too much. And it seems that that was what Pete Hegseth said, that that's not, you know, something that's going to be viable. Well, how do you create a deterrence to someone if they're able to still do this, violate all kinds of international laws and this and that and otherwise, and walk away from a deal having captured additional soil? I don't get it.
Well, I think there's two things that are really important for Americans to understand. Number one, and I don't want to make this political, but contrary to what President Trump has said and others have said, Ukraine is not responsible for this war. I mean, Russia came across the border for the first time since World War II, almost 80 years ago. It came across the border first in 2014 to take the Crimea, which was a area of land that belonged to the Ukrainians. And then 8 years later in 2022, it crossed the Ukrainian border again to attack Ukraine. You know, and, you know, some want to say, well, it's because they were talking about NATO membership for Ukraine. Well, first of all, NATO membership is an issue of the members of NATO. It's not a Russian issue. That wasn't justification in any way for the attack. So, number one, we need to get rid of the idea that Ukraine was somehow responsible for this. Number two is, I don't understand when you go into a negotiation, whether it be here in the political world, for, you know, internationally, or whether it be a business deal, I don't think you want to go into the negotiation and start to concede points to the adversary before you've even sat at the table. I mean, that makes no sense to me. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think reasonable people understand that it's going to be difficult for Ukraine to get back some of the land that was illegally taken, Crimea being part of that, maybe part of the eastern part of Ukraine being another. Same thing with security guarantees. You know, I don't know that Ukraine will immediately get into NATO. Maybe it'll happen sooner than later. But I don't think you want to, as we've done it, you know, through our spokespeople, I don't think you want to start conceding that before you start, you know, discussions. And then the other point of that, you can't have a bilateral negotiation here between Russia and the United States. We're talking about a resolution involving an independent sovereign country, Ukraine. So they have to be part of these discussions, and eventually they will have to be at the bargaining table, you know, so that Ukrainians can decide what works and what doesn't work. And one other thing I just want to say, because people are going to be watching this today on television, they just finished the day in Munich, Germany. They have a security conference going on, and they're meeting. Vice President Vance is meeting right now with President Zelensky. Be very interested to see what happens there. But earlier today, the vice president gave a speech, and he really chastised Europe for a lot of things. One of the things that I heard that just it rubs me the wrong way is he talked about having to honor elections in other countries. And what he's talking about, he didn't get into it, is there was a recent election in Romania where a far, far right candidate prevailed in the first round of elections. They do multiple rounds. The Supreme Court, basically, in Romania came in and annulled the election results because of Russian interference. Because the guy that won is very pro-Russian, very anti-Ukraine, and the worst of all, has publicly come out and condemned or supported two leaders from World War II in Romania that were pro-Hitler and anti-Semitic and caused the death of literally thousands of people, largely Jewish people in Romania. Yes, we should be attacking an election like that. It's not about supporting democracy, because if you're going to take that it's okay to, you know, so that we should be supporting, you know, basically an illegal election, then you ought to be consistent with it, because we've attacked Venezuela rightfully over the years, you know, for their election. So again, all of this is connected, Newell, because we're at a tipping point right now where a lot of Europe is going right. And a lot of those countries, Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, potentially Romania, etc., you know, are very anti-Ukraine and very pro-Russian, and it could very well have an impact in what ultimately is the solution here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But still, how do you deal with the next act of aggression if you're willing to concede territory that they've taken over? It's just a high level of hypocrisy here. I mean, look, I know that everybody wants this to end, and I know that there has to be some type of concessions, but they can't leave with minerals, strategic geography that they claim to protect their assets in the Black Sea. Well, they control Crimea. They hadn't been able to protect their navy in the Black Sea at all. In fact, the Ukrainians have annihilated their navy in the Black Sea in a pretty archaic way.
That's true.
So that argument to me seems to hold no water, you know. So, you know, let's just call it for what it is.
But, Go ahead. No, you're 100% right. And look, this is not political because it was President Obama in 2014 who was in office when we, the United States, did nothing when Russia came in and took Crimea, which was a travesty. I mean, Crimea was my wife and I visited. It's a beautiful part of the world. And they had a deal before 2014. It was part of Ukraine, but the Russian Navy was able to have a base right on the Black Sea, and everything was, you know, great. We didn't do anything in 2014. We candidly, you know, in 2014, you know, the U.S. got involved in supporting Ukraine. But, you know, how this negotiation comes out, and ultimately, look, we all want peace. All of us in America want peace. And I can tell you Ukrainians want peace right now. But it's got to be just. It's got to be fair. And if all the peace agreement is, you know, we give Putin the land that he's illegally taken, and we force that NATO that Ukraine cannot enter NATO, then really what is Russia giving up? I mean, nothing. And, you know, ultimately, if it's not NATO membership, the key thing that's going to be negotiated is what are the guarantees for security for Ukraine going down the road? What do the Europeans provide? What is the American role in that? I mean, if it's not made NATO membership, that's the key part, because no country, especially Ukraine, has been now invaded twice. No country would sign a deal where they're left naked and all they're giving Putin is a ceasefire where he could rearm and get his military back again. Because Russia is, you know, for all the land Russia's taken, they've lost over 500,000 people in this battle, and their economy is in disarray. So they are looking like winners out of all this. So I certainly understand why they want to get to the peace table.
Sure. But why are they not compelled to help pay reconstruct Ukraine? I mean, I got to imagine, I don't think the U.S. is going to have an appetite to do it, right?
No.
It's going to be very difficult to get.
It's going to cost a lot of money to rebuild. And there's absolutely, there should be a financial aspect of Russia bearing that burden when they, you know, when they ultimately sit down and get to hopefully a reasonable, equitable resolution of this.
And it's going to be difficult to bring the EU to the table. They're broke. Two-thirds of those countries are basically so upside down, they don't know, you know, which way's up. So,
yeah. Well, that's why it goes back, Newell. It goes back to the fact that we in our country, I know we, you know, we have a government right now that's leaning right. There are elements of our government that are very isolationist. But you know what? America is still the model of the world. It is still the place that people look up to and respect. And if you don't reach a deal that's fair here, if Ukraine is thrown under the bus by our own administration, I mean, I promise you, Russia's not going to stop. They're going to be looking at Moldova next. They're going to be looking at the Baltic states. And we will get involved. And also, let's understand China's watching this very carefully and see what we're doing relative to Taiwan. So, again, this is a very, very important next, whatever it might be, 30 days to see where these discussions go. You know, at the same time, we're dealing with some significant issues and discussions in the Middle East that we got to watch. So,
again, yeah, let's talk about Gaza for a moment, too, because it seems as though we're going down parallel paths here. I think I kind of sort of understand what Donald Trump is saying. The reality is to rebuild Gaza is a 10-year proposition at best. I mean, it is annihilated. It's destroyed. Who's going to finance 2.3 million people living there in the interim?
Yeah.
And,
well,
is that a legitimate strategy to bring about the rebuild of Gaza? I suspect not. You know, but by the same token, the Jordanians aren't taking Palestinians. UAE's not going to take Palestinians. Egypt's not taking Palestinians. I mean, you know, Lebanon doesn't want any. Syria is kind of in the mix, but I don't see them stepping up to the plate. So where do they go?
First of all, it's very complicated. Newell and Arnie are not going to solve this in this hour here. This issue has been out there for almost 80 years, since the creation of Israel in 1948. Here's what I would say. I think this is one of those also you got to do a wait and see. The mistake we sometimes make, I think, and again, we're both learning about President Trump. I mean, we don't know exactly certain things. But here's what I do think personally. I think the Gaza plan that was articulated of moving 2 million people, it's not going to happen. Okay, logistically, it's not going to happen. And ethically and morally, as a Jewish person who supports Israel, I don't like it. So then you got to ask, well, what's the purpose of throwing it out there? I really think what Trump is doing is trying to shake things up. He's trying to create a new paradigm, and he's trying to send a message largely to the Arab world, but also to the Palestinian Authority and the Israeli government and others, that we need to look more creatively and figure out what could happen here. And, you know, you never know. I mean, some of the things that we might deem a little bit outside the box and even crazy, you never know where that discussion could lead. You know, it was very interesting, Newell, just yesterday, the head of the UAE came out and said, well, we don't like the plan that President Trump put forward, but we're in the business of solutions. Let's get to the table and talk about some new ideas. Good. Let's do that, you know, because the reality is, you know, Gaza is going to have to be rebuilt. It is going to take a long, long time. And by the way, if Hamas does not release the three prisoners tomorrow under the first phase of the deal, this war is going to start up again, and it's going to be even more destroyed. So I'm not so concerned about what's put out there, because I think it's put out there for a reason.
No,
and I think
actually, I'm not
sit
either.
Back and watch it a little bit.
I'm not either. I know the Jordanian authorities have said we'll take 2,000 children. And, you know, so there's going to be, I think, a limit amongst the Jordanians and the Arab nations as to what they're willing to do as it relates to folks migrating to their country. But what I also know is that during that 10 to 12 to 14 year period of rebuilding of Gaza, the tensions are always going to be very high. And we're going to be sitting on a razor's edge every day for the better part of a decade. And you know as well as I, that hadn't worked so well in recent history.
No.
And
It hasn't, which is why I really think the best thing we can do right now is kind of let's wait and see how this all plays out in the coming weeks here. I think that there is an opportunity. I really do, for everyone, Palestinians, Israelis. So I think rather than, you know, shoot it down, let's wait and see how that comes out. And in the meantime, the Ukraine situation is going to be there and negotiations are going to happen. That one also bears, you know, us waiting and seeing how those discussions go.
No, I agree. Look, I don't find fault for trying to take this on, trying to resolve it. We need to. It obviously needs to be resolved. I don't know how quickly we can get it.
It does.
Get it done,
I mean,
but
it's
we're
time,
facing
it's time, Newell. After 8 decades, it's time that we do whatever we could to try to find peace in the Middle East. I mean, I think people want the same thing in life there, on both sides. We just have to find a way where people can live with security and still have the prosperity that everybody wants.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Covered a lot of territory. I don't know that we resolved much.
I don't know if we solved anything, but thank you. And I appreciate you continuing to tackle these, especially Ukraine. You've been all over this issue. And for those that support Ukraine and really have a lot of empathy to them, we really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. I just want to see the right thing being done. Arnie Filko, former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans, thank you so much for joining us and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Newell. Take care.
We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.